doesn't do everything he wants. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. But legislation signed by President Biden on gun safety does include actions he's long called for.
It requires young people aged 18 to 21 to undergo enhanced background checks. It includes the first ever federal law that makes gun trafficking and straw purchases distinct federal crimes for the first time.
The bill had bipartisan support in both the Senate and the House.
14 Republicans out of more than 200 in the House voted for it. Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, Tom Rice, who lost his primary bid to a Trump-backed candidate last week, Brian Fitzpatrick, Fred Upton, Mike Turner.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. The president is now heading to Germany to attend the G7 summit. A NATO summit will follow in Spain. A few protesters are gathering outside the Supreme Court, but the big crowds aren't expected until later. Demonstrators on both sides of the abortion issue took to the streets yesterday after the court overturned Roe versus Wade.
When this decision was handed down yesterday, the most audible initial reaction came from pro-life advocates who cheered and shed tears of joy for what they saw as the recognition of life before birth, something that they've waited nearly 50 years for. Abortion policies will now be set at the state level, several implementing new abortion restrictions immediately. But it was clearly an emotional day for pro-choice advocates. An American flag was burned here in D.C., symbolic of the anger and sadness directed at the Supreme Court after deciding that abortion is not constitutionally protected, thus undoing protection that Roe v. Wade had provided to women seeking to terminate a pregnancy nationwide.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. The terror level in Norway has gone from moderate to extraordinary after a deadly shooting in Oslo. The attack that killed two has been described as an act of Islamic extremism. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
State lawmakers in New York will head back to the Capitol next week to react to a Supreme Court ruling on guns.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul signed an order Friday night mandating a special legislative session this coming week. She wants lawmakers to consider new gun safety rules after the Supreme Court overturned a law requiring people demonstrate a specific need to have a gun in public when they applied for a concealed carry permit. The court's conservative majority said that rule violated the Second Amendment.
Fox's Jill Nato, Governor Hochul called the ruling reckless. In Virginia, efforts are underway to get some guns off the streets.
A gun buyback program in the town of Portsmouth aims to rid the city of weapons. The most recent event put on by the Hampton Roads Black Caucus netted 30 guns and some ammo as well. This event hopes to expand on that. All folks have to do is hand over a gun. In exchange, they'll get a gift card or cash. A police detective will be nearby to make sure all exchanges go without incident. Organizers say future events will cater to responsible gun owners, offering gun locks and training classes as incentives. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Ukraine's president doesn't want the world to forget about what's happening in his country. Volodymyr Zelensky recorded a video that was played at one of the biggest music events in the world, the Glastonbury Festival in the UK.
Spread the truth about Russia's war. Help Ukrainians who are forced to flee their homes because of the war.
On the ground in Ukraine, a relentless Russian assault continues in the east. Getting to the festival may have been challenging for some since rail workers have been walking off the job. Today is the third day of a national strike. I'm Pam Huso, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.